Dear ladies and gentlemen, so it's a great pleasure to be here today with you and to be involved in this challenging and fascinating project. So I am the executive director of the Health on the Net Foundation, which is a non-governmental organization based in Geneva. In fact, we have been created as a result of an international conference held in 1995 in Geneva with the support of the CERN and WHO at that time. And at that time, experts from 36 countries already anticipate the usage of the internet in every household and realize that access to everybody to the information, and especially for health domain, can have consequences, because on the internet, you cannot control the information, you don't know who provides the information, how the information is provided. So they decided that it was a need to create a non-governmental organization to promote the efficient usage of health online information and technology for patients, individuals, information providers, and the healthcare community. So since 1996, the Health on the Net Foundation focused on trying to propose solutions on the quantity of the information and the quality of the health information. So I will introduce a little bit the problematics, why it's important to talk or to create Krishma, and why it's important to provide access to a small quantity and quality of health information. And then I will show the initiative currently available, the solutions that we developed during 13 years, and why Krishma is important, and how we think that we can provide our expertise in Krishma and help, and Krishma will help to solve some problems of the internet with practical solutions. So Henning and Alan already mentioned the problem of the quality and the quantity of health information. But I think it's important to take 2 minutes to, again, see what is on the internet. I do a search this morning about cancer, and we have nearly 300 million of results. How a citizen can manage all that information? What he do? He takes the first results. And now, for your data in US and in France, 88% of the population use the internet to look for health information. And we have articles that say that health search impact treatment decision, 6 in 10 patients. So they use the internet to change the decision in treatment. So the quality and the reliability and the balanced information, objective information is crucial. And also, 3/4 of health seekers do not check the source and the date of health information. So they are trusting health information without verifying the date and the source. So they don't know where the information is coming from. The quality is fundamental. This study has been already mentioned, but here results in this study, it's about cyberchondria. So what is cyberchondria? Is unfounded escalation of concern about common symptoms based on the review of search results and literature on the web. In fact, here we understand easily why. If you are looking for headache, you will have the same chance to get as a result of having headache because you stop caffeine than the fact that maybe you have a brain tumor. So what happened about the patient? He's just very anxious and try to search more, and that is the escalation of concerns. So then we ask ourselves, how do we trust the information online? In fact, you have different levels, from the authors, from knowledge references, recognized organization, and validation from a third party. And that is more about the information production process. With the information production process, you can achieve quality and trustworthy validation of the information. Now I will present different initiatives that has been developed over the decade to control, we could not control the word, but try to regulate the internet. You have an initiative on health websites and other initiative on, for example, only focusing on confidentiality issues, security issues. So to try to solve the problem of the quality of online health information, there is different approaches. I will just go quickly on these approaches. One is selection, manual selection of documents. That is very time consuming. You have to do page by page and is just one way. That means you select the information and the webmaster is not aware about that. Self-regulation is something that does not work at all. And in the internet as well. If you don't check, people do not self-behave. Certification, there is different approaches, but the one that is in process since 1996, so for 14 years, and have the most number of websites certified in many languages, is the one developed by the Health on the Net Foundation, so my foundation, with a code of conduct. So we have 7,000 websites in 100 countries, and it's free of charge. So the difference with the success of test certification scheme is the fact that they should be free of charge with an international overall goal. Another way to, in a sense, categorize the quality of information is what Google does with PageRank. It's the popularity of web page, but that is not a direct correlation with quality, and that has been also shown. Collaboration with users is the most democratic, but not so much reliable. And what is really important, and we identify that by our experience, is you cannot do a certification process, an evaluation process of the content, if you don't educate the end users. It can be the patient or the health professional. They have to know and to be aware about the problem of the quality and how to select quality of health information. This initiative back in 1996, only in 2002, the European Commission realized that they have to do something, and they developed a communication on quality criteria for health-related websites. So that shows that there is a general concern about the quality issue. And in 2004, the European Union states and recognize that standards are fundamental for the end users to help them to take appropriate decision. So what we initiated a few years ago has been adopted largely at the European level. So the UNCODE, we started in 1996 to develop a code of conduct with 8 principles: authority, complementarity, privacy, attribution, justifiability, transparency, financial disclosure, and sponsorship. It's fundamental principles. They are very basic principles, fundamentals, and more than 60% of websites asking the certification does not respect test principles. So what we ask, the sites that are certified by the Health on the Net Foundation should disclose who is providing the health information, the qualification, the medical background. The information should be complementary to the physician-patient relationship. Also, the content should be in adequation with the mission of the sites and the audience of the sites. Privacy should be respected and clearly disclosed. Attribution, where the information is coming from, what are the references, what are the sources, what is the date of creation and the last update of the document. Most of the document does not have test information. Justifiability, also, when you claim something, put a background on it. You say that a treatment is efficient for that disease. What are the side effects? What are the contraindications? Financial disclosure and sponsorship. We ask the website to clearly disclose who are the funding, the funders behind the site, and to clearly differentiate editorial content from advertisement content. So it is very important to understand what is content, editorial content, from what has been paid by the advertisement or where are the advertisement. So we focus on biomedical information on the web. The certification is voluntary, so the webmaster should request for the certification. It's free of charge. We are accredited according to the norm 45011, so we guarantee neutrality and independence of our evaluation, and we are in process since 1996. So, thanks to the ENCODE certification results, we have been awarded in 2004. In 2007, we have been chosen by the French government, the Haute Autorité de Santé, the National French Health Authority, to certify all French websites in France. That is backed by a legislative bill saying that all French websites should be certified. So it is what we do since 2007. Now we have more than 1,000 websites certified within this collaboration. In 2002, we have been recognized by the United Nations as a non-governmental organization. In 2009, we have been a corporate member of the International Medical Informatics Association. And it's quite new and fresh. In June 2010, ONA has been granted a Legion A to the Health Informatics Technical Committee of the ISO. So we work with the ISO to try to develop standard norms at the international level. So I will go quickly in the experiment development that we have developed during our experience in several European projects where we have been involved with the hope that we could exploit, integrate, enhance all test development within CreationMoi project. So in order to solve the problem of the quantity, you have to develop search engines that help to answer a particular question of the users. We work also on quality issue because certification is nice, but certification is a certain number of websites. So you need to develop automatic tools to do the certification on a more wide way to do it. So all the certified websites are available within a database and accessible by our search engine. So more than 7,000 websites is millions of web pages. And in 35 languages. And that is very important because the certification is not only in few languages, but at an international level. So that is the sources we use in a European project, RAPIN, that has been developed in 2003. And we use all test sources are certified WAP sources. So we integrate trustworthy sources into this search tool focused to end users. The idea of RAPIN was to ask a question, or for example, you are not sure about a pages, you put a web page here and the system will tell you if you can trust or not the pages. So what is fundamental in this project is spell checking. We realize that end users usually don't know how to spell the information, and especially medical information. And often they don't know how to formulate the question. The problem is to be able to correctly formulate a question, you have to know the subject. And often you don't know the subject, so you don't know how to formulate the question. So I think to help in formulation, the question is very important. And also another aspect, currently in Google, you put your query and you have results, and it's just basic web pages. And you have to dig in all test pages to find your information. But you are not looking for pages, you are looking for content. So the idea of question answering system is to provide the content of the answer, directly the answer, not just web pages. And of course, that has been already mentioned this morning, the mobile aspect of the information now is fundamental. More and more people are using smartphone to search information at the point of care, but also at the patient level. That is, I will not go deep in that slide, it's about automatic detection of the quality criteria. We work on a previous project, the PEACE project, in identifying automatically ethical criteria. And we have quite good results in recognition. We should continue our work on the quality identification, ethical identification, and in multilingual aspects. That has been developed in French, English, and Spanish so far. Another point which is really important is reliability of the information. The information should be understood by the person who uses it. So you have to identify the difference between the complexity of the information. So the problem is the lack of literacy skills to evaluate the information quality of a health web page. That is a problem. So we have to help the citizen to reformulate the information, to understand the terminology, and for that, we have also to develop a model of trust automatically, manually, and provide quality filtering approaches. Quickly, I will do the two last slides. I think what is also important is to collect, to provide, when someone asks for a question, is not to have basic information. It should go in many sources to have a global answer of this question. So what is important is to have one place where you can collect, aggregate the information. And we believe that Creshmo has a fundamental role to play in that, and also to provide adapted answer to the user's needs, being a professional or a patient, and also in a multilingual environment, which is not totally exploited over the internet. And also what we will bring to the project as a Health on the Net Foundation, not only our services, but also our portals are accessed by more than nearly 9,000 visits per day by our patients, and by professional, nearly 3,000 per day. We also work in close collaboration with the Geneva Medical Association, Physician Association, and we can also recruit users by certified website. Thank you very much for your attention. I'm sorry to be a little bit long.